Space Drawler from February 10th, 2020. We're still in Kreger's lobby slash office, and Tesfaye and Etana and Ruddock are there with Stangor, the alien who's been chasing Emily. And Stangor says, "Why are three upstanding citizens like yourselves hanging out with the likes of Emily Taylor?" And Etana replies, "She's helping me find my parents who were taken by aliens." And second panel, Stangor, looking somewhat perplexed and befuddled, says, "It must be a pretty miserable job if she wants to throw her life away by flying on Dernheim 3. Etana says, "We tried to tell her not to, but Kreger did a job for these aliens, and he's flown off." Next panel, Tesfaye says, "Kreger manufactured a bunch of helmets for them." And Etana says, "We think he knows more, maybe even where they went next." The next panel, Stangor lifts a hand in the air and says, "Ah, kid, flying's not smart. Let's try this." In the next panel, Stangor has gotten behind the front desk of this lobby office and is touching the screen and says, "Let's see. Yep, helmets. Here they are. It seems their function is to slowly administer drugs to the wearer." The next panel, Etana says, "Wait, she just flew up into the sky and the information was right there?" And Stangor says, "Some people see a wall and think they have to punch through it. But unless there are four walls, one can simply walk around." Last panel, Tesfaye, with the slightest of smiles, says, "What if the room is round?" And Stangor says, "Then the same thing would happen as when an idiotic hypothetical is presented to refute a fine analogy. One would then consider punching again." And looks very put off by the comment as Stangor says that.